From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the National News. Chief of Armed Forces Marshal Hadi Cahyanto said that his side will soon send additional healthcare workers to Wisma Atlet Nagrak and Pasar Rumput health facilities to treat COVID-19 patients. In a written statement released on Sunday, he paid an impromptu visit to Nagrak apartment in Cilincing, North Jakarta, and asked healthcare workers about the problems they face. He also said that Ministry of Health, the National Police, and the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, will soon find a solution to the problem. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno is sanguine about the prospect of Indonesia to host Miss Universe contest with its beautiful places such as Bali and Borobudur. The beauty of Borobudur and Prambanan temples has been exposed in some events, such as Jazz Festival to Mariah Carey's concert. Referring to the country's success to host several international events, such as the Asian Games, Minister Uno expressed optimism that Indonesia could host an international beauty pageant. He noted that such international events held in Indonesia would help bolster the tourism sector and creative economy. He took the example of Jember District in East Java that is well known for its Jember Fashion Carnival. Indonesia's Horseback Archery Association KPBI grabbed two titles in the second circular track Horseback Archery Cup 2021 held by the Performance Horseback Archery Academy in Ankara, Turkey on June 18 to 19. Karisma Zaki won first place in the senior category while Arsha Wening won the title in the junior category. Another Indonesian athlete, Nazlul Sobah, emerged as runner-up in the junior category. KPBI Chairman Alda F. Amta, in a press release received by Antara on Sunday, said that the keys to the team's success were prayer and strict discipline trainings. To love their efforts, Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, invited the KPBI delegates to Wisma Indonesia in Ankara City. Iqbal congratulated the Indonesian athletes for their success to win the championship held in a country that has extraordinary tradition and history in the horseback archery world. Let's move on to the international news. South Africa will tighten COVID-19 restriction for 14 days as current containment measures are insufficient to cope with the speed and scale of new infections. President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Sunday that the country is in the grip of a third wave of infection. It recorded almost 18,000 new cases on Saturday, approaching the peak of daily infection seen in a second wave in January, and local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant, first identified in India, seems to be spreading fast. Under the measures announced, all gathering will be prohibited. There will be a curfew from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. and the sale of alcohol will be banned. Schools will start closing from Wednesday, but beaches and parks will remain open. Restaurants will only be able to sell food for takeaway or delivery. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged people on Sunday to overcome their hesitancy and get COVID-19 vaccination as soon as possible, as concerns grow about the highly infectious Delta variant being detected in some states. India must administer 10 million doses a day to achieve its aim of inoculating all adults by December, but the country has fully vaccinated fewer than 6% of its two doses. Interacting with some villagers in a virtual meeting, Modi asked community leaders to foster awareness among villagers about the benefit of vaccination and curb rumors about ill effects. He said this month the government would buy 75% of all vaccine from drug makers and distribute them for free to state, which, along with private hospitals, has been buying shots for people aged 18 to 45. The European Union is planning to toughen its carbon market to cut emissions faster and put a price on pollution in new sectors. The European Union Emission Trading System (ETS) is the bloc's central climate policy, forcing power plant, factories and airlines running European flights to buy permit when they emit CO2. The European Commission will next month propose a revamp of the system as part of the package of policies designed to meet a more ambitious climate change target. The official death toll from the partial collapse of a high-rise condominium complex near Miami rose to 9 on Sunday, with more than 100 people still missing as rescue teams picked through the rubble for a fourth day without finding further signs of life. The cause has yet to be determined, but a 2018 engineer's inspection report found major structural deterioration in the parking garage beneath the 40-year-old tower. Officials in Surfside said hope remained that rescuers would yet discover survivors in air pockets that may have formed in the pancake debris. Two large crane and two backhoe on Sunday joined in the debris removal efforts that had previously been conducted essentially by hand by teams, also using rescue dogs, sonar, drones and infrared scanners as they gingerly tunneled through the ruins. At least 7 people were killed and more than 50 people were injured in an explosion in the Bangladeshi capital late on Sunday. The cause of the blast, which occurred on the ground floor of a 3-story building on a busy street in Dhaka Mukbazar area, was not immediately known. Safiqul Islam, Dhaka City Police Commissioner, told reporters after visiting the scene. 7 other nearby buildings and 3 buses were damaged in the explosion. Television footage shows mangled pillars, broken concrete and glass shards thrown across the street. That was the news. Oh, Indonesia continues to pursue the target of vaccinating up to 1 million doses per day in July. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, while inspecting mass vaccination at the Bhayangkara Square after police headquarters on Saturday, asked regions in Indonesia to double the rate of COVID-19 vaccination from current condition. He has even set a new target for coming August, namely doubling it or 2 million doses per day. Increasing the rate of vaccination is carried out in order to achieve herd immunity faster. Nationally, until Sunday, the first dose of vaccine has been given to more than 27.1 million people, and the second dose is more than 13.1 million. The total population of Indonesia is currently recorded at around 271.3 million people. In addition to conducting inspection, President Joko Widodo also had the opportunity to chat via video conference with heads of 34 regional police in Indonesia, who also carried out simultaneous vaccination. They expressed readiness to continue to support the national vaccination program by increasing the target of daily inoculation in July. The involvement of other parties outside the health sector, such as the police, the military, state-owned enterprises, the private sector, and community organization, is certainly very necessary in accelerating the achievement of 1 million vaccination per day. Chief of Armed Forces Marshal Hadi Cahyanto and Chief of National Police General Sigit Prabowo are confident that the target will be met. Thereby, both of them made visits to various regions to help provide education to the community. It is undeniable that there are still some people who are reluctant to get vaccinated because they receive incorrect information. Therefore, the public understanding of the importance of vaccination must continue to be fostered. Furthermore, for those who have been vaccinated, it is necessary to continue to follow the health protocols. Although in some countries vaccine have proven useful, it does not automatically make a person 100% immune from COVID-19. In Indonesia in particular, the government continues to ask the public to keep implementing the health protocols as recommended.
Today in story starts with the event on June 28, 1919, about signing of the Treaty of Versailles. World War I lasted from 1914 and ended with the Treaty of Versailles on June 28, 1919. The treaty was signed by Germany and the Allies at the Palace of Versailles. In the end, in World War I, the Allies were deemed victorious over Germany. One of the most important things in this treaty was that Germany accepted full responsibility for causing the war and, through the rules of Articles 231 until 247, and Germany had to make improvements to certain Allied states. Next event was in 1981, bomb in Tehran. On June 28, 1981, a powerful bomb exploded at the headquarters of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRP, in Tehran, while a meeting of party leaders was taking place. 73 prominent Islamic Republic officials were killed, including Supreme Court Justice Ayatollah Mohammad Beheshti, who was the second most powerful figure in the revolution after Ayatollah Khamenei at the time. The Islamic Republic of Iran first blamed Savak and the Iraqi regime. 2 days later, the People's Mujahideen of Iran was accused by Ruhollah Khomeini. The last event on June 28 was in 2016, Istanbul Airport attack. On June 28, 2016, a series of explosions and gunfire occurred at Atatürk International Airport in Istanbul, Turkey. Gunshots were heard from the airport parking lot, while an explosion occurred at the entrance of the International Arrivals Terminal and was reportedly caused by a suicide bomber. Some reports said explosions occurred in several places at the airport. 42 people died in the attack and 239 others were injured, 6 critically. And listener, that's today in history.
To mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión. Usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sulit
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Industry continues to encourage the acceleration of battery-based electric motor vehicles and new renewable energy development. The step is in line with the government's vision of targeting Indonesia to become a major player in the global automotive industry. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said in Jakarta on Thursday that the automotive industry is one of the priority sector based on the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. The main target is that Indonesia will become an export hub for motor vehicles, both for fuel-based and electric vehicle. Director General of Metal Machinery, Transportation Equipment and Electronics at the Ministry of Industry, Taufik Bawazir, said that Indonesia is also targeting to develop the main component industry for electric vehicle in the form of batteries, electric motors, and inverters. So far, the automotive industry has been able to make a significant contribution to the national economy. Indonesia's potential is currently supported by 21 automotive manufacturers. The total production capacity reaches 2.35 million units per year by observing 38,000 direct workers and more than 1.5 million people working along the value chain of automotive industry. According to Taufik Bawazir, the demand for electric vehicles in the world is expecting to continue to increase and will reach around 55 million units by 2040. Environmentally, this growth encourages an increase in the need for lithium-ion batteries. The increasing use of batteries also encourages an increase in the raw materials so that Indonesia, with the abundant sources of this battery raw material, will play a very important role. Currently, there are 9 companies in Indonesia that support the battery industry. 5 companies provide raw materials, while the other 4 are battery manufacturers. The development of batteries will also be directed to support the government's renewable energy program, one of which is through solar energy. Batteries that are included in the solar energy ecosystem will encourage the adoption of renewable energy, as well as spur the growth of the solar cell industry that already exists in the country.
Kimi ni fureru kokoro ruang rindu kita bertemu.
RRI was service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Drini Beach, which is located in Ngesti Rejo Village, Tanjung Sari District, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The distance is 60 kilometers or about 2 to 3 hours from Yogyakarta City. During the trip, visitors will be treated to a very beautiful view of the Coral Hills. Arriving at the entrance, visitors have to walk about 400 meters to get to Drini Beach. On this beach, there is a gazebo located. In addition, on this beach there are also several food stalls that provide a variety of seafood, which is so appetizing. The attraction of Drini Beach lies in a large rock in the middle of the beach and divides this beach into two sides, namely the west and east sides. This coral looks so beautiful that it looks like a small island floating in the middle of the beach. It is said that the island is overgrown with santigi, or local people usually call it Drini. That's why this beach and island is named Drini. When the sea is receding, you can go to this island. On this island, a lighthouse is built where from the tower you can see an amazingly beautiful view. Here, you can also clearly see the seaweed among the sea corals and other marine life. A coral island on the shore divides Drini Beach into two parts with opposite characters. On the east side, you will be treated to towering cliffs combined with sturdy rocks that make the shores protected from the fierce waves. If it's low tide, you can see small fish swimming. You can walk the middle of the sea, far from the beach, but you have to be careful with sharp corals. The west side is attractive as well. The gently sloping terrain makes this side very pleasant for playing in the water. On this side, many people swim and enjoy the freshness of the water of Drini Beach. On the edge of the sea, rows of fishing boats line up ready to wade through the fierce waves of the Indian Ocean. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kau tak pernah berubah. Kau masih saja dengan beran yang kau tak suka. Apa kata ayah? jadi pembatas ruang gerakmu berkarya. Maksud hatiku ingin bebaskanmu. Sekilas yang aku dengar, sekilas yang aku dengar.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kesehatan, which means health. Stay tuned. Conversation entitled Berolahraga, which means doing sport. This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela at the office. Mela squirms and feels hurt.
Aduh, badanku kaku.
Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times, and you can repeat after me. Badanku, badanku, which means my body. Kaku, kaku,
which means stiff. Aduh, badanku kaku. Aduh, badanku kaku, which means ouch, my body is stiff. Sebaiknya, sebaiknya, which means should. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Berolahraga, berolahraga, which means do sport. Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga. Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga, which means you should do sport. Jangan bekerja. Jangan bekerja, which means do not work. Sebaiknya kamu jangan bekerja. Sebaiknya kamu jangan bekerja, which means you should not work. Sebaiknya kamu berlari di lapangan. Sebaiknya kamu berlari di lapangan, which means you should run in the field. Maaf, bercanda. Maaf, bercanda, which means sorry, I'm kidding. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, sebaiknya kamu berolahraga. Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga, which means you should do sport. It consists of the prefix ber and the word olahraga, olahraga, which means sport. The prefix ber has several meanings such as memakai, memakai, which means using. Mempunyai, mempunyai, which means has. And melakukan aktivitas, melakukan aktivitas, which means doing an activity. The prefix ber in the word berolahraga means doing sport. For example, sebaiknya kamu berolahraga. Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga, which means you should do sport. Let's listen to the other examples of using a verbal prefix ber, which means doing. For example, aduh, badanku kaku. Aduh, badanku kaku, which means ouch, my body is stiff. Sebaiknya kamu jangan bekerja. Sebaiknya kamu jangan bekerja, which means you shouldn't work. Aduh, badanku kaku. Aduh, badanku kaku, which means ouch, my body is stiff. Sebaiknya kamu berlari di lapangan. Sebaiknya kamu berlari di lapangan, which means you should run in the field. Maaf, bercanda. Maaf, bercanda, which means sorry, I'm kidding. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Aduh, badanku kaku.
Sebaiknya kamu berolahraga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Putri, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini. Thank you.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, into this music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu by Toto Salmon. The song, which was composed by Marjo Kahar, describes the Kapuk Randu tree. Almost all parts of the Kapuk Randu tree are useful for humans, including cotton, which becomes thread, and then becomes clothing that protects the human's body. In this song, it is written that if Kapuk Randu gives many benefits, so we are invited to give the best for the nation and the state. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song entitled Kapuk Randu. Enjoy the song.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.